in our studio this afternoon, and I'm here with Sebastian from the Live Search team. And now, you know, there's many, many search engines out there, and they all have their little pros and cons, but there's a lot of stuff, a lot of really good stuff that's going on in Live Search that you may or may not know about, but you are going to point out the finer features of Live Search today, all for your viewing pleasure. Why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Great. Thanks, Laura. So let's start at the beginning here with the Live Search page. We have live.com, really easy to remember, really easy to get to, and it's your standard search entry point. We've just got a plain old query box, and you can get going really easy. So let's say we're looking for information on one of my favorite baseball players, David Ortiz. Okay. I can just type his name in here, and you'll see a couple things. The first thing you'll see is this is, you know, this looks like a normal search engine. There's
sure,
the kind of things you'd expect here. Search results, advertisements, related searches. But one of the great things about Live Search is that we do a fantastic job surfacing instant answers at the top of our results. So you can see for David Ortiz here on the screen, we've brought up some of the key statistics for David, a picture, some
links. It's almost like his little baseball card right there on your search engine.
Exactly, right. And we do this for all types of celebrities and sports stars and even teams. If I had typed Red Sox here instead of...
So you're from Boston?
I am from Boston, okay. Yes. We get an instant answer on the Red Sox for the season. And in fact, if there was a game in progress right now, we'd see a live box score of the game.
Really? That's kind of awesome. And it tells you when it was updated too, huh? That's good.
It does, yeah. So this is represents a whole class of things we try and do in Live Search, which is bring the most relevant information up to the front and the top of the page in a really organized manner. Now, we also do a fantastic job, as you can see, with the normal organic results, as we call them, the blue links that go below that page.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's sort of becoming something that everybody's really good at. And really the difference now is what can you do with the other stuff? What can you do with the answers and the other verticals? So at this point, I'd like to take you through the other search engines we have.
All right.
And show you a little bit about what they do, too.
So that was your basic web search?
That was, yeah.
Okay.
And so let's say we were looking for images of David Ortiz.
Yes.
We can actually bring up our image search here. Now, again, most search engines have image search, but Live Search actually has what we think is the best image search engine.
Of course you do. And I agree.
People do agree with this. Now, image search isn't the biggest deal in the world, but we happen to be extremely good at it.
Yeah.
So what we're really good at is, first of all, giving you extremely clean, easy to read, easy to scroll through results like you see here. So there's nothing cluttering this page, no file sizes or dimensions or statistics. Now, of course, you can get those. If you hover over an image, you can get all the important information, but you're not bombarded with it.
Right. It's not taking up quality real estate.
Exactly. And we also have what we call the level of detail slider.
I love that slider because that way you can get like 50 images on a page or like four.
Right. So if you want to see a lot of images, you can just scroll that way down. Now, these things are really important for image search because people can skim images extremely quickly. It's not like text where you have to read it carefully. You can know just almost instantly what on this page is good for you.
Sure.
So you can turn the level of detail up and down, which is really important.
But David Ortiz likes to have his picture taken, apparently.
But another fantastic feature we have here is something called infinite scroll, or what some people call the bottomless page.
Ooh.
And the bottomless page is fantastic for image search because, again, you might need to look through hundreds of photos to get the one you want. And what we notice is that almost half of the people who do an image search click next.
Right.
And then almost half of those people click next again. So this is the kind of thing where it's not like, you know, you just use the first page. It's people are really iterating through these pages. And it's actually a bit onerous to keep going to the bottom and clicking next. So we just took that away.
And then you have to wait for the reload time for the new page.
So what we do is we just take all those out and we just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And this will never end until it's out of images.
And there's no refresh time. Like, it's just all there.
Exactly, because we've been busy prefetching these things in the background before you started scrolling. And they keep coming up.
That's great.
So
that's awesome.
There's a couple cool things. Now, of course, one of my favorite features for wasting time is the related people feature. So for anybody who's a public figure or a celebrity, we're able to automatically create a list of what we call related people. And what these are people who seem on the web to have a close relationship with the person you've just searched for. So in this case, it's identified his teammate Manny Ramirez.
Sure.
It's also identified another baseball superstar, Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter.
They're Yankees?
They are Yankees. It's a little painful to see Yankees and Red Sox mixed.
I'm from New York, so you might as well tread lightly.
So, well, this is going to be a good demo for the two of us because we're going to see a lot of Yankees-Red Sox stuff here. So I've clicked on the Manny Ramirez one, and now you can see we're over in the Manny Ramirez image section.
Great.
Now, another cool feature is the scratch pad.
Oh,
Now, of course, you know, image search is basically just a waste of time. It's finding things that are fun and doing fun things with them. So the scratch pad allows you to take the images you found and sort of sweep them off over to the side. So if I was creating a list of my favorite Red Sox players right. and getting pictures of them, I could use this the scratch pad here.
Oh, I love it.
Go from one to the other and create that list of people.
So you don't have to, like, copy, save, put it on the new file on the desktop somewhere, and then come back. It's just bang, 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 pull them off to the side.
Exactly. So, you know, you've seen kind of the core stuff we do in web to surface things in Instant Answers. Mm-hmm. We've gone through the image search here to show you some of the great UI tricks we do to make image search really productive. But you can see from the top of my browser bar here, we do a lot of other stuff in live search. So I want to kind of take you through some of those things now.
Yeah, let's do it. I can't wait to get to when we're done here. I'm going to go related search Tina Wood and see what comes up.
So now let's say, of course, I'm in Seattle now.
Yes, as am I.
I'm from Boston, so I tend to get a little wistful about Boston.
Okay.
And let's say I want to take a quick visit back to Fenway Park.
Okay.
One of the great things about the web these days are the fantastic online mapping applications.
Yes, Virtual Earth. Exactly. Like, spend hours there playing, too.
Yeah. And another good thing is Microsoft actually has one of the best of these. And one of our real advantages is in our aerial imagery. You know, a lot of companies have really good satellite imagery for mapping systems, and that's, you know, that's good. It's reasonably helpful. But Microsoft has bird's eye imagery, which is really taking aerial imagery to a new level.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just being straight on the top from satellites, we actually have a fleet of airplanes we fly around with giant cameras
yes.
hanging out the bottom, creating what we call bird's eye views. So all I have to do is go to maps.live.com or just go to live.com and click maps.
Okay.
And all I have to do is type Fenway Park. We actually have a database of points of interest,
okay.
which allows you to get to something really quickly. So here you can see your standard mapping application, and this
okay.
would be very useful.
Now we're in Boston.
Yeah, we're right in Boston. So one of the cool new features we added recently is the ability to calculate the distance from point to point.
Yeah.
So let's say I have to end up parking pretty far away from Fenway Park here. I can do a couple things. One is, when I get to this point, I can actually do a search for businesses nearby. So I can just type parking. And I'm going to get a dynamic overlay of all the places to park near Fenway Park. So now that I've found where I'm going to park, I can just create a quick line that's going to give me the distance from point to point.
Okay.
So I click where I'm starting from, which is Fenway Park, and I go to this street, and then I go to my parking lot, and you can see it is 755 or 789 yards.
Not too bad.
Nope, not at
it's
all.
A nice little evening stroll.
I can definitely walk that, and now I've got my route. Yep, and I can zoom in. Now, another fantastic feature of live search that I mentioned when we first started this is the aerial imagery. So let's start with just a quick look at standard satellite imagery and see what we get with that.
I love it.
That's pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
You can see what's around the area. Notice we keep the business listings on top there, so you can really see what you're getting into ahead of time.
Right, and your parking overlay is still there, which is good.
Right. But in the end, it's not that useful to see things directly from the top unless you work on, you know, heating and ventilation systems. So let's say I want to really see what's going on here. I click on bird's eye view, and now you can see we've tilted down to 45 degrees,
uh-huh.
which is nice. And we can zoom in, and you're going to start to see it just a much different level and quality
wow.
of the data.
You can see the seats.
That's right. In fact, we
little scaffoldings inside the park.
They're always trying to make Fenway Park hold more and more people. And we can even go around the compass here. So now we can see we're looking at it from the east view, and we've got a game in progress, and you can even see the pattern on the field during this game.
Wow.
So that's neat stuff, but it's actually extremely useful. When you're trying to go somewhere you haven't been before, you're trying to find your way around, mapping systems are great. But this is really the sort of the killer thing for really getting where you're trying to go at the end, because you can see it before you get
Absolutely.
There.
So when you're walking the streets, you recognize it.
That's right.
Cool.
So that's live.com, and this is maps.live.com. And again, they're unified all together under live search.
Great.
So let's go back to our scenario before. We were talking about the Boston Red Sox and David Ortiz. So now we're back in our core search application here.
Okay.
Let's say we wanted to find some video of the Red Sox. Again, something now that I'm in Seattle, I find myself doing more and more since I can't get enough of it on the local TV.
Must be really busy at your job.
That's right. So I can actually bring up a video search here, right from Live Search, which brings me all the most recent video clips from the web. So you can see right at the top here.
Who needs YouTube?
That's right. Is something that's only an hour and 1 minute and 38 seconds old, actually. Now that I'm reading it more closely, this thing was just posted to the web. NECN is New England Cable News, so this is really authoritative, great video content.
Cool.
And it's a summary of last night's game, which the Red Sox won, I'll point out, 1-0. So the video search is great. So now you can see we're starting to branch out a little bit from that core search application where we just got the 10 bullets.
That's pretty cool. How long has the video search been enabled?
The video search has actually been enabled since September when we launched Live Search. It was in beta at that point. It's gotten better and better. And in the fall release we've got coming, it's going to get even better. So video search is something we consider extremely important.
Right now
we're using a partner for it, but you'll be seeing this be a real core part of what Microsoft is doing in the future.
Excellent. That's really cool. It's actually something I didn't know about, so I'm excited.
That's right. So let's look more of these verticals here. Now let's say, now I'm definitely not this kind of guy, but if I did want to get some Red Sox paraphernalia, let's say for my son,
sure.
A couple things I could do. I could check on the classified system here to see what people are selling.
Look at this. You got YouTube and eBay all in one.
That's right. All rolled together. Or let's say I wanted.
Now, where is it getting the where are these things being sold?
These are being sold by individuals, and we aggregate all these transactions on live.com.
So they've posted their listing to Live Classified.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Right.
Very cool. Nice. It's all kept right there.
Yep. And we could also go over into the Q&A section, and this is where it gets a little bit fun. Now, let's say. I mean, you and I could sit here and argue about the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Till the cows come home.
That would be fun. But we could also go on Q&A here and argue about them. So Q&A is Microsoft's community question and answer service.
Okay.
And so you can see there's two nice things. One is it's really nice to have that kind of a service to begin with where you can go ask a question and get it answered. But we aggregate it right into the whole live search experience. So as you're out there looking for information on whatever it is, you can click on web, images, and then you can click right into Q&A and you can see we're right here in a discussion about...
So would you assimilate to maybe like message boards?
It is like a message board. It's like Yahoo Answers.
Okay, because community is answering the questions that community is asking.
Right.
Gotcha.
So in some cases, these are going to be the most relevant results for what you're looking for, and we make it really easy for you to find them here. So now let's head out into a little more esoteric land here. Let's say I wanted to find some academic articles about the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. We actually have a great academic search engine. Now, this is something only a small percentage of our users are going to ever use. But what we have here are authoritative journal articles that reference, these are academic articles that reference the Red Sox.
That's interesting.
So, you know, obviously the Red Sox have a long and storied history, much like the Yankees.
Right.
And there's a lot of...
Sure, there's much written on the curse.
There is, yes. And in fact, so what we can see here on the second item is... an article that was written about how the pitcher Curt Schilling's is sort of changing the approach to traditional media. Mm-hmm. So this is a scholarly article, and we got access to it directly from our consumer web search application, which for some people is really going to broaden what they consider to be information, right? It's not just web links.
Because if you were searching for some sort of academic journal and you just had the regular search, you'd have to dig through all the the normal web pages that it pulled up. Where here, you just sort it right out for you.
Yep. And similarly, we have a book scanning vertical, a book searching vertical as well. And this is going to bring up any book that has reference to the Red Sox within the book.
Apparently, I was going to say nobody wrote books about the Red Sox, but they did. There's plenty. There's one I'm Curt Schilling.
And Microsoft has a fantastic book vertical. We are one of the few firms that are in the process of scanning books. And unlike other companies who are scanning books, we actually have a really strict and rigorous copyright policy. So we started our book scanning initiative with just out of copyright books. And now every new book we add in our book scanning initiative is actually with the permission of the publisher.
Okay.
And it's something that the industry is really likes about the way we approach
it. And then you would just use one of our reader programs to...
Yeah, and then so we have, there's two things that happen. One is the books get digitized and OCR'd, so you can actually understand the text that are in the books. They get added to the Live Search index, and then they get surfaced right here in this vertical.
Wow.
So we can see right here, if we look at this first book and we hover over it, we get a summary of the book, and you can see even we have a little graph there that shows which parts of the book contain the content that you're searching for.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and then you can click through and read some of the pages of the book as well. And for books that are out of copyright, you can read the entire book. For books that are in copyright, we have partnership agreements with publishers that allow them to select how much of the book is shown.
All right, well, that's very cool. That's awesome. I've actually learned some stuff about Live Search that I didn't know. I hope you guys had, too. Why don't you give me a little bit? Is there some more stuff we can look forward to? You got anything coming out?
Oh, yeah. We've got releases coming out multiple times a year. We're coming up on one fairly soon, probably in the fall.
Okay.
And really, the exciting next step in search is taking all these different things that you saw and all the different verticals, this really valuable content,
yeah.
and surfacing it on the main page where it's really useful to people. Because what we found is that people don't necessarily think to go to all these different places to do the
right.
searches, like, you know, to try a book search or to try a classifieds or a Q&A. So really, the next big step is to get all that stuff really surfaced in an intelligent way
yeah.
right on the main page.
And get people using it.
Exactly.
Well, now you know, because we've told you, and you've made it really easy. It's right there at the top. And tabs at the top of the page,
right.
live.com. So everyone, get out there and start searching. And thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.